You're listening to SBS News.
Craig Foster is a former international football player and is a football analyst for SBS. But with most sports on hiatus around the world, Mr. Foster has turned his attention to volunteering, establishing the Play for Lives initiative. Mr. Foster is asking sporting organisations to mobilise members and athletes to volunteer the time they would have otherwise spent training or playing to help people most in need.
But it was an opportunity for sport to fulfil its social obligations and its responsibility to the rest of society, which I feel particularly strongly about. And for sport, given that it was going to be idle for at least a period of months, and all of us, including me, who I'm an amateur footballer now, playing on a Sunday afternoon, we were going to have that season at least postponed, and there was an opportunity to repurpose that time and to put ourselves and the sporting community at the service of Australia.
This week is National Volunteer Week. Mr. Foster recalls that during his time as a professional footballer, volunteers were the bedrock of many football clubs, and that contributing to sporting clubs and organisations was a way of life. The former Socceroo believes that trend changed, and he hopes that volunteers are recognised this week for the work they do, and that more people decide to contribute their time.
The connection between human beings, and in particular, helping others, just doing something today to help someone who needs it, is actually the foundation of society. So human beings cannot live alone. We are social beings. But in recent decades, the trend has been more towards individualism, more towards materialism, more towards just me, about I and me, and not necessarily those around me, unless they can help me in some way.
About a third of Australians volunteer their time each year, and there are 5.8 million volunteers throughout the country. At least that's in an ordinary year. But with bushfires, floods, and now the COVID-19 pandemic, volunteers have been leaned on like never before. Adrienne Piccone, the CEO of Volunteering Australia, says volunteers are valuable parts of the Australian community.
Volunteering happens right across our community in pretty well every pocket of our society, from the arts and education, emergency services, sport, community welfare. There's pretty well no pocket of our community that volunteering doesn't touch. You know, what we find is that volunteering often goes unrecognised and unnoticed and undervalued. And we really think, well, we think it's important to say thank you to volunteers every day, but in May each year, we take that time to really acknowledge the contribution that volunteers make and say thank you.
While there is a perception that most volunteers are retirees looking to lend a hand, Ms. Piccone says that isn't true, and that young people are one of the highest groups of volunteers, closely followed by people in their 30s and 40s. And Ms. Piccone says there is a group for everyone who wants to make a contribution.
There is something out there for everybody, no matter what you're interested in. And I think it's about finding something that you're passionate about. And it's about a way of really making a difference to our community and leaving the world a little bit better than we found it.
Everyone has had to adapt the way they live and work through the COVID-19 pandemic, and volunteers are no different. Addison Road Community Centre in Sydney's inner west primarily deals with providing food to people who are in need. But most of its volunteers are in the older age bracket, who quickly went into isolation. CEO Rosanna Barbero explains the circumstances have seen a number of fresh faces volunteer there.
A lot of the volunteers that have signed up now are often quite young people and people who feel hopeless, people who might be working from home or have lost their jobs or are really concerned about their community. And so they're volunteering with us because they understand, they have a lot of empathy and understanding about what other people are going through. And it is a way to continue the connection with your community.
And Mr. Foster, who works closely with Addison Road Community Centre in the Play for Lives campaign, says he hopes the recent uptake in volunteering is the start of a new trend.
I'm hopeful that it's just the beginning. You know, the idea was just to facilitate it, to create a platform, to model it a little bit and show people what can be done, which is important. It's no good asking for people to do things that you're not doing yourself, and to facilitate and empower leaders all around the country. And that's been one of the most beautiful examples, just to see people stepping forward in their own community and taking responsibility, taking leadership.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.